What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three here. And this is a story that's just now breaking, coming out of the Colombian Post. It turns out David Hogue was not even at the Marjorie Douglas Stoneman High School during the actual shooting. And he basically, this was exposed in a CBS video documentary. And Hogue says he was at home and said that when he heard the shooting was happening, he grabbed his camera and headed to the school so he could get footage of the events to advance his aspiring future career in journalism. And so he wasn't even there. And the problem is this directly contradicts what Hogue told Time magazine, where he said he was in this environmental class. Let me see if I find it again. Hogue claimed that he heard a pop while sitting in an AP environmental science class, and he told the teacher it sounded strangely like a gunshot. So we've got this guy just flat out lying. The whole thing is a cover-up. He wasn't a student at that high school. He graduated from Redondo Beach High School before his family moved to Florida. And like that other caller said, he doesn't look like he's a teenager. He looks like he's in his mid-20s. And he's been used before as a crisis actor out on the West Coast. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Mateus in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, I think you're being a bit too nitpicky about the little details here. I mean, just because he wasn't actually at the location shouldn't let that get in the way of a good false flag story.
Well, unfortunately, being picky is my job description.
And you're good at it.
Thank you.
So, okay, I've got my first good call to action idea here, and it is this. Okay, in many different countries, including Canada and the United States, we have this absurd situation where we have an open call for illegal voting. And Obama did it. He said, remember to vote early and vote often. Ha, ha, ha. Just joking. Don't vote too often. Ha, ha, ha. And then we've got Trudeau saying, just inviting the illegals in. And then now he just changed the voting law so you don't have to have ID to vote. And I know in the States you have the same problem going on right now where the illegals are being encouraged to vote. Okay, so here's the call to action. And what we do is all of us legal citizens, we contact our legal representatives and we just say that as long as this agenda stays on the books, and as long as you're promoting abuse of the voting system, we're all going to take advantage of it to illegally vote 20 times each to vote you out. And you don't even have to do it. And we can
One possible way. Or what we can do is instead of demanding voter ID, just ask to see proof of age, because you have to be of a certain age to be allowed to vote. And so all they need to do at the polling places is say, show me some proof of your age. What are they going to show you? Their driver's license.
No, but they're not doing that. We can't make
No, they're
do
not
that.
Doing they're it. Not they're giving this country away. The liberals are giving this country away. They're allowing the illegal immigrants to vote themselves, our nation, in exchange for hanging on to power. And if Trump doesn't do something, like in the next 2 months, to stop this, to establish a national voter ID law, I can't understand why Congress and the White House are just not into solving this problem. And I understand.
But they're not going to solve the problem. We can solve it.
The Democrats
can solve it ourselves. We can just go and vote 20 times each. Like on the next election day, you pack a lunch and you just start at one end of your city and go all the way across the city voting 20 times. To get the person out of office that's promoting illegal voting. And
Well, that won't work. That won't work, unfortunately, because you have to vote in the precinct where you're registered to vote. You can't just walk
in.
But
they don't know who you are because you don't need any ID. They don't know who you are. You just show up and I say, oh, hi, I'm an illegal immigrant and here I am to vote without my ID or whatever. And you vote. And then you walk down the street and you go to the next booth and you say, I don't have my ID. I'm here to vote. And you vote and you vote and you vote and vote and vote and vote. And you vote. All of it's illegal citizens.
Maybe that's going to work in Canada, but when you show up to vote, even though they don't demand to see your ID, you have to have a name, and they will cross it off the registry as a way of making sure that you're not going to vote more than one time. So it sounds like a nice
idea. You just change your name. They don't need ID. You can just say whatever name you want.
Yeah, but if you're not on the voter roll, they won't let you vote. They won't give you a ballot. What's going on here, the reason they load up the system is they're illegally registering illegal immigrants to vote. They're just handing out the IDs like up in Chicago, and they're allowed to register to vote, and then they go out and vote. And they're not supposed to vote. They're not citizens of this country. And the Democratic leadership has openly admitted they are depending on massive illegal immigrant voting to hang on to power.
Okay, well, let me ask you this question. How do you explain that person that was convicted for illegally voting like six times?
They caught one, you know, and there should be more enforcement. But the way that you stop this is you bring back voter ID.
How did he vote six times?
He may have had six fake IDs, six names provided to him by... there's a lot of false... Mateus, stop cutting me off, okay? I'm trying to explain. We know that there's a big problem with fraudulent registrations. That came out in 2016 as well, where they were simply faking registrations, and then they were handing the names and precincts to all these people, and then they were just bussing them around. The way that we solve this problem in the near term is bring back voter ID requirement. Show that you are a legal citizen of this country in order to be able to vote. This is so important. And in the long run, we have to get rid of those voting machines, those electronic voting machines. Now, if you go over to whatreallyhappened.com, go up at the top, right underneath my face, you will see an article, How to Have Honest Elections. And we wrote this and talked about it a while ago. And since then, I've had emails from other countries saying, yeah, what we have is very, very close to this, and this does work to keep the elections honest. So I would suggest that you take a look at that. But the inaction on Donald Trump's part is hard to fathom, because if he doesn't do something about the illegal immigrant vote, he's going to lose Congress this November, and he will be a one-term president.
Yeah, he may not be as smart as we thought he was. Here, one last question on a different topic. Why are we such a pathetic slave mentality race of human beings that allow all this corruption to go on for hundreds and hundreds of years?
Well, it's like boiling a frog slowly, which I don't really know if that works, and I'm not about to try. But we start out with our freedoms and we lose a little bit of it and we sort of get used to that. And then we lose a little more, we get used to that. Basically, we become complacent. As long as I have my job and my house and my family and everything, everything's okay. And we're not encouraged to get involved with what the politicians are up to. That was the message I got when I was in elementary school. Social studies was mostly about propagandizing us against the Soviet Union and how to be good members of our local community. But the idea that we would somehow become involved at the state or federal level, that was sort of left out.
Yeah, I'm getting really discouraged about being a human, like really, really cynical and really discouraged, and it's actually turned into kind of a bit of a depression right now. It just seems like so absurd. We're so hopelessly a bunch of cattle. Like, nobody's standing up to this. We're all just letting it happen. It's just so pathetic.
I agree.
And it seems
like
there's so little that anybody can do about it. Like,
well, I'm doing all I can do about it, you know, and it's cost Claire and I dearly, but we feel it's just completely necessary to go on with this. And try and make a difference. And in one way, the independent media has made a difference, because we have created a skeptical population, and that's a very healthy thing. We have taken away from government and the corporate media the ability to lie to the public with impunity. And that is, I think, a major victory.
Yeah, there is something to be said for being on the side of a more moral side of the situation, trying to do the right thing at least. And for all of your religious and spiritual audience, which is a lot, you know, there's a certain satisfaction on that part of it. And then for just a non-spiritual or physical perspective, just on a morality perspective, there's a certain satisfaction doing the right thing. But it's, we got to do more. Like, you know these humanzees that you're talking about in the Drudge Report, about some scientists saying we should mix human DNA with chimpanzees, you know, some ridiculous thing? Well, I feel like it's already happened. I mean, like, I feel like that's where we're at right now. We're so conditioned, like, oh, start doing your job, and, like, half of us will just work that same job until we're dead, and without even thinking, like, we're almost, like, just smart enough to fill out the paperwork and don't resist and just pay your taxes. It's like, man, we got to stop acting like human zines here and start acting more like the forefathers of the United States. Like, come on, man. Like, myself included, I'm a big wussy here. I'm not standing up to anything either. But we got to get it together somehow. We it's not working right now. Like, the criminals are 100% in charge of everything. And all the good guys, we've got our neck under a boot. And now we're getting physically raped all over the world, and not just financially.
I'll tell you what's going on here. You know, as the American Empire starts to fail, we're seeing planet Earth descend into a new Dark Ages, a new age of barbarism and savagery. We're losing our civilization. More than we're losing our country, we're losing our civilization. We're in a time of devolution. And the same thing happened after the fall of Rome. You know, Rome, for all of its ills, was organizing the civilization and sort of kept things, you know, running. And when Rome fell, the Dark Ages began. You had religious hysteria, the witch burnings, and so forth and so on. Anyway, listen, Matthias, I got to let you go. We've got callers waiting on the line here. Want to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And I just got an email saying that in Washington State, you may vote at any precinct, even unregistered. It's a special kind of ballot subject to checking with the Secretary of State later, but every precinct will let you vote without being on the list. Well, that is, I'm sorry, that's unacceptable. Voting is the one place where you exert direct control over the fate of the nation. And it's just full of loopholes and rigging and those electronic machines. And if you have not been over there yet, you need to go visit blackboxvoting.org. It's run by this wonderful lady, Bev Harris, who was featured in the HBO documentary, Hacking Democracy. And if you have not seen that, you have to see that, especially the part at the end where they demonstrate how they could rig an election on an electronic voting machine without having to touch the voting machine itself. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. Mike in Chicago, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, I voted for the Illinois governor and some other things, what was it, about 2 weeks ago. And, I had these registrations for me, another guy, and another guy. There's three of us at the same address. And, you know, come in the mail and it's got your name and it's like a registration to vote, you know. So, I just took mine. It's a piece of paper with my name on there and my address. And I gave it to the guy, the judge. And he looks me up. He says, okay. I said, how do you know that's me? I said, because I got two more of these. I got two more people that live in my house. How do you know I'm not one of them, or something like that? And he goes, oh, well, we look it up with your signature. I go, okay, all right, whatever. And then, so I guess if there's a question, because my signature doesn't look exactly like it should, then maybe he can ask me for a driver's license. But I was really surprised. I mean, he didn't even ask me for a driver's license, you know, when I went to vote. And we did use the like you said, the electronic machines. I don't know how. I have to go and find out how to hack those. All I know how to do is set them up, start them up and stuff like that. Anyway, and I can't even think right now. I think they got hard drives. Yeah, they do. They got memory. They got memory sticks. They got USB memory sticks that they use to put the data on. Anyway, it's crazy. I'm probably in agreement with you. I'd just like to make one more point about shootings or whatever happens, whether it's psychological warfare. Anybody can pay somebody to do something psychological to get to implement, a particular policy that somebody's trying to put on the people in the form of a law, right? I mean, you got these red light cameras that have no significance. I mean, are you serious? That's extortion. That is just bringing in money, $100 a pop, for somebody that didn't stop completely before they hung a right, or the light turned yellow and they went through the light and now they got a $100 ticket. It's just extortion. And, they are looking for any kind of an excuse to implement their own policies and laws to generate money or, what have you. So I just thought I'd make, that's the way I see the way things work,
All right. Well, anyways. Mike, thanks for the information. We know Chicago is wide open. Rahm Emanuel is issuing ID cards to illegal immigrants, which will allow them to register and vote. I mean, they're just giving the country away. And it's our country. We, the people of the United States of America, and the legal immigrants, built this place. And with this open borders and illegal immigrant voting, we've got this mass of people coming across the border who are going to vote themselves a chunk of our heritage. And it's wrong. It's flat out wrong. All right, back to the phones. Tony in Puerto Rico, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Tony?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay, I don't want to put you on the spot, Mike, but I am more confused than a cockroach in a hen house. I'm kind of proud that the founding fathers in the Declaration of Independence, they separated church and state, okay? I was watching a documentary called FramingTheWorld.com, where the Jewish Talmud considered Jesus Christ a bastard child, a criminal, son of a whore, the son of a centurion, and as a child, they sent him, and his mother sent him to Egypt. I mean, can you clear that up for me, please?
Well, I don't agree with calling him a bastard and son of a whore. I'm familiar with the story of...
In the Talmud. That's what it said in a Jewish Talmud.
Okay, hang on. Okay. I'm familiar with the story of Pantarius. That's the name of the centurion that supposedly knocked Mary up. And Joseph did the honorable thing, apparently, rather than let her get stoned for it. He said, we're going to get married, and the child is mine. And then later on, the whole idea about Son of God and everything came on up. But yeah, the Talmud says some very, very nasty things. And it's rather interesting for all the Christian Zionists that you need to read how the Talmud describes Jesus. Then you need to read how the Quran describes him. Because the Quran is much more positive in their portrayal of Jesus. They see him as a prophet. They don't see him as a son of God, but they see him as a prophet and a good person. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thanks a lot. Boy, the phone lines are loading up. Let's go to Sherry in Texas. Aloha. Oh, wait. Actually, Sherry, no. Hang on. We're coming up in a commercial break, and I'm going to pick up your phone call as soon as we come back. Meanwhile, getting back to the shooting thing, apparently Pennsylvania is putting buckets of rocks in classrooms so the students can throw rocks at mass shooters. How's that for idiocy? We'll be right back.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The extent of it reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we go back to the phone lines, and the phone lines are really loaded up, we really do need your help at Republic Broadcasting and whatreallyhappened.com. We're having our advertisers threatened. You heard that in one of the other promos. It's getting serious out there. This is literally a war. And the only way we're going to get the big money influence out of media and government is for the little money to all unite together in the common cause of restoring the republic. And if everybody listening to this show sent in just $5, it would have a tremendous, tremendous impact, because we know the audience is out there. We know you're out there. And we know that things are hard for you economically. So we're not asking for a lot. We're just asking for a little. And the postal address to send a check or money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you want to call on in and pledge to be a recurring subscriber, the phone number is 800-724-2719, extension 03. And folks, if we didn't need it, we would not be asking. All right, let's go back to the phone. Sherry in Texas, finally. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike. Things are different now. They've become different all of a sudden, and our rights no longer count. It's like, as if a war has started now. This is what they planned, and this is what they've given us. But as far as I'm concerned, there is something good in here. Party politics is dead, I think. That two-headed snake where you switch heads, you know, you got the same snake, and people are aware of that now. You've got the same snake, and I think we're more united than ever because of that. Now, having different language, customs, and beliefs and all that is just not enough to separate us. Racism, as I've been seeing, it is promoted, encouraged by some, but because money talks, but not loud enough. We're still all human beings. Most of us see ourselves as children of one God. We're all together in our minds, basically, and we're ready for legislation now with the people's best interest in mind. It's not coming yet. Some like Trump, some don't like Trump, but we are a majority more than we were before, ready to move forward. And here's the downside. Here's where we can get, since our routes don't count. You look at the Article 5, if on a local level, we can be put in a position of public danger, they can deny us due process. So they're going to try to get as much public danger going as possible. And,
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And one needs only go back and look at the history of the FBI's COINTELPRO operation in the 60s to see what they're going to do. They were in encouraging racism. They were inciting racism. It's divide and conquer. The government wants the American people angry with each other. The last thing that they want, the thing they fear most, is the American people coming together as a single American people and basically correctly identifying the cause of all the decline of our nation, decline of our lifestyle, decline of our economy. And that's why they're out there fueling all of these groups like Black Lives Matter, which apparently is on a rampage out there on the West Coast someplace. They're trying to get that going as a distraction, keep us divided. The COINTELPRO went after not only the civil rights movement, they went after the anti-Vietnam protesters, they went after the early feminists, they went after the Native Americans. They like to play dirty. And in the wake of the scandal, Congress did pass laws saying the FBI couldn't do those things anymore, but unfortunately those laws were rescinded under the Clinton administration.
Yeah, they're going to keep trying. I just don't think it's going to be enough. Because, the big push of corporate news and radio has been these dadgum liberals, and now they can't say that anymore. It's both sides. It's anything. It's a corporate-run government. It's a corporate-backed government. It's a corporate. The corporations are calling the shots, and the best we can do is just not try to create too much of a disturbance so we can go about our business. But to a certain extent, I think we're going to have to grin and bear it. I gave up my cell phone. I don't know if that's smart or not, because I'm at my age, I'm home more than I'm out and about. When I am out and about, I'm usually with someone who has a cell phone. But I felt really good about it because there were some restrictions there, and I thought, well, I just thumbed my nose at it and at them and said, I don't need you. And I think as much as that as we can do, and I just see that we are more united than we were before, because the party politics thing, from the public's point of view, is over. It's over. I don't.
Well,
see
what the public is seeing, is the dirty politics and the faction fighting. And normally, this has always been going on, but it was kept out of sight, because the government wanted to present this image of being unified and working together and not give the people cause to worry that the government was, in fact, falling apart. But that's now broken into the public view, and people are noticing it. I'm having a lot of people come up to me and talk about that stuff now. Anyway, Sherry, got to let you go. We got to take another break for commercial. We'll be right back.
You You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
I sure would like to know if they don't do something by and by. The rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Before we go back to the phone lines here, breaking story. Press TV is reporting that the U.S. Navy is now getting ready to arm the Virginia-class fast attack submarines with nuclear warheads. And apparently what they're talking about is a sub-launched cruise missile with a nuclear warhead. Now, the Virginia submarines can already fire Tomahawk missiles and torpedoes. There is a nuclear form of the Tomahawk. Maybe that's what they're talking about. But they're basically out there talking about increasing our deterrence. So this thing is really escalating and getting dangerously close to going real. All right, let's go back to the phones. Joe in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Seems funny to arm anyone with nuclear warheads when the U.S. government sends the military to China and the military ends up in New Zealand or Australia or they forget where they are. Just, you know.
There's a global black market in arms and always has been. In fact, if you ever see the movie Charlie Wilson's War, which is a slightly romanticized version of how the Soviet Union was driven out of Afghanistan. There's a scene there in the middle where Charlie Wilson is over in Israel trying to buy captured Russian weapons from them to give to the Mujahideen in Afghanistan so that the U.S. has deniability that they're doing any of this stuff.
Yeah, my point was just nobody knows what the right hand don't know what the left hand's doing already, you know. So just marching off to war and being, can't even find your ships to begin with, just seemed funny. But that's not why I called it, just another funny story. This march to war at taxpayer-funded cost is just ludicrous. But the two things I wanted to talk about were, one of them was when Alexander Teitler analyzed usury and its connection to democracies and found out that every, I don't know if you'd call it society or, you know, you could look, it's called the Teitler cycle, where they analyze, okay, you know, most societies last about 200 years, and then after they find out that the public can vote themselves the maximum amount of freebies and handouts from the government is the moment that that nation collapses.
Well, that's what happened to Rome.
And it's called the Teitler cycle, and, you know, he looked at everything for, you know, all the way back. The other thing I wanted to talk about is, you mentioned Hacking Democracy as a good documentary.
Yes.
And I was wondering what your opinion of Hacking Democracy is compared to Invisible Ballots documentary that was done by G. Edward Griffin.
Well, they're both good documentaries. You should see, you don't have to make a choice. See them both. There's also a book out there called Vote Scam by the Collier Brothers, and about half the book is available online to read for free. Obviously, they want you to buy the book so you can read the second half. But this was all going back when Janet Reno was Attorney General, and the Collier Brothers grew wealthy with the Hawaiian Tropic line of tanning products. And one of them decided he wanted to get into politics and just discovered how dirty and how rigged the election process is, so they decided to write a book about it, and it should be required reading for anybody who's setting up any kind of an election system. Anyway, Joe,
I'd like to just say that software is that secret thing that's working against the American people in the background, and they're,
yes,
not fully aware of it. In both documentaries, Invisible Ballot as well as Hacking Democracy, it's software that works in favor of the corrupt to keep them in power, so to speak. And even
absolutely, because you can't see the software. I mean, in the old days with the mechanical voting machines, they'd just shave the gears. But anybody looking into the back of the machine could see that that's what was going on. And it's rather ridiculous that all of these companies that make these machines are trying to say nobody can look at our software. I mean, if you go out to Las Vegas and you look at those slot machines, they're all run by computer now, and there's a very rigid process in place where authorities are looking at the software that goes into those machines to make sure they're not unduly cheating the gambling public. That's just entertainment. We should have the same
right
thing for these election machines, but we don't.
The
companies claim it's all proprietary, and what is really proprietary about a piece of software that's supposed to just record the press of a button and tally a counter, because that's really all a voting machine does?
Well, the Invisible Ballots documentary does address some the people who headed the Gaming Control Board or something, and they put software in to steal money. It was one of the things discussed in that documentary. But the other thing I wanted to say is Vince Foster, one of,
yep,
his final regrets in life, he says, "I wish I would have never told the Clintons about the secret back door in the promised software." And then shortly after that, he killed himself and flew to Geneva and signed off.
No,
all
he
money
didn't.
That he,
no, 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 Joe. Thank you very much. Now we're going to Twilight Zone. Joe, okay, we're going to drop Joe, and we're going to go with Jerry in Chicago. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike, for taking my call. Hey, a real quick question. We all know that the Federal Reserve fiat currency monopoly money note is going to crash. My question,
yes,
to you is, in 3 weeks, I owe a fair amount of money to the IRS. Do you think I'll just blow it off and let them catch me in the couple of years to come? Because I don't think it's going to last that long.
Well, that's obviously a decision you're going to have to make on your own, and I'm not going to offer an opinion one way or the other. You just need to understand the system is rigged. If you go back to Sullivan versus United States, Judge James C. Fox admits in the court record the 16th Amendment was never actually ratified. Then he goes on to say, judges will always rule as if it were. So there you are. You're stuck. And, the problem is the Infernal Revenue Service likes to make examples out of tax protesters or even anybody that's wanting to say, we need to be in compliance with the Constitution on this. There was that gentleman who wrote the book, The Law That Never Was. I forget his name off the top of my head. They really came down on him and forced him to take down his website. And now, if you try and take that book into a tax court, they'll fine you just for having it. So, again, given that the U.S. government isn't likely to last that much longer, I would say don't give them a reason to come after you. Because, again, down the road, when the currency crashes, it's all going to be worthless anyway.
You're right. Okay, thanks a lot for your time, Mike. Have a great day.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to go to James in Ohio. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. One axiom of politics that is certainly in the top three is that if you simply react to things as they occur, the people who can use strategy are going to win every time. And a problem we have right now is Trump's divergence on various issues from what he said during his campaign. And the whole Trump thing is a cult of personality, which is fine. It's pragmatic. It works. But if he goes sour or he dies, then we're left without a unifying force for the right. And I also think we need to scramble, we need to be forward-thinking, we need to brainstorm about what can unify us for the next, not just the midterm elections, but the next presidential election.
And, well, we're definitely going to have to do that, but I disagree with your assessment that Trump running the White House as a personality cult is okay. It absolutely is not. Personality cults get caught up in their belief systems. We saw that with Hillary Clinton and her followers, who were just absolutely convinced that she was going to win. They're still fanatically entrenched in a lot of that liberal ideology. The problem that I'm seeing right now coming out of the White House is that Trump is now surrounded by a bunch of yes men regarding the war agenda.
Well, I don't mean that it's something to be sought after, but I do mean that it can work out more or less. But I think we also need to realize that we really miss an opportunity to reach out to the more reasonable part of the left when Bernie was, pardon the verb, screwed out of his nomination. And I think if we had reached out to the left at that point, that we would be in a much better position to attack the actual oligarchs rather than fighting each other tooth and nail. So, like Alexander Dugin, Putin's advisor, says, we need to look beyond left and right. People need to remember that capitalists created communism. If it wasn't for the big bankers, communism would have been, you know, some dusty book that nobody ever read on a bottom library shelf, the books that, you know, outlined it. Capitalism, you have the problems with cronyism. People don't need to be multi-billionaires. Who needs, you know, $100 billion or $1 trillion? And things like that. We need to focus on constructing a new philosophy with things like, one thing Islam does have right is that they do not lend money for interest. And we,
yes.
If we're eclectic and we take the good ideas from everything and put it together, then we can attack the oligarchs, and not until then.
Well, that's why Israel... I want to respond to what you said. That's why Israel and the private central bankers of the world hate the Muslim countries, because they don't want bad ideas such as loan plus fee to get on out there, because they make their money by the compounding of interest. And they like that. It's made these central bank owners so rich, we don't even know who most of them really are. And I'm like you. I'm not addicted to money, obviously. I'd like to have enough for Claire and I to be comfortable as we head into our elder years. But I don't need to live in a mansion. I don't need to drive an expensive supercar. But there are, unfortunately, people who are addicted to money and status. It is a drug. And we're seeing how these drug addicts, these money addicts, are devastating the world around them. But most people don't recognize that we're seeing a mental illness.
One last thing is that since the news has come out that David Hogg wasn't actually at the site of the massacre, that Hillary Clinton and Brian Williams have identified as Parkland survivors. So...
Okay.
But that's all I got for you. Well, keep up the good work, and everybody support what really happened on RVN.
Well, thank you for the kind words. We're rushing toward the end of the show. I don't know that I'm going to be able to get to all the callers, but we're going to give it our best try. Chuck in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Great show as always. I missed a little bit of the show because I'm working. I'm using my white privilege and working. But
okay.
Did you notice how the excitement and the absolute terror created when China said, we're not going to take your trash anymore? We're going to restrict your garbage coming to our country? Their equivalent of the EPA said, this is madness, taking in these all these tons and tons of trash. Call it recyclables, if you will, with everything else that comes with them into their country. Did they freak out over that? We can just treat you like, we can talk nasty about you, but if you don't take our trash, then you're some kind of subhuman animal, that you're not going to take America's garbage.
Well, we're running out of places to put it. And again, this gets back to that whole planned obsolescence where corporations are making things that wear out after a few years, and we throw the old ones in the landfill and we buy a new one, then we throw that in the landfill. It's amazing to see all these environmentalists who scream about global warming and the environment, and they don't talk about how the absence of products designed to last your lifetime, the impact that's having on the environment. And a lot of the stuff is toxic. It's not being processed. I can understand why China doesn't want it. They've got their own trash to dispose of. So it's part of the escalation. We're heading toward a clash with Russia and China. In fact, Galloway just came on out and said that the U.S., kicking out the Russian diplomats is tantamount to an act of war.
Well, it's just amazing to me that something as simple as that, as blatant as, and all the side products coming out of these, quote, recyclables and the toxicity of them, and America, our American politicians are just freaking out because we can talk nasty about you, but you have to take our garbage. My friend, great show as always. You're the number one for news. Everybody, please support RBN, even if you can only send $10. Please do.
Well, thank you very much for that. All right, we're going to take one more phone call. We're heading to the close of the show. Dennis in, in Indiana. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. What I was thinking, I don't know. I don't wish for any word to start. But as far as these the DACA and the illegal immigrants that are here, the way they say that they just love our country and this and that, and I'm not against them personally, but Donald Trump, I don't know if he has with a chief executive officer or not, can give an order, because I don't wish just any war to happen to us, but maybe they ought to be if the draft does come back or something, that if a war does start, that they ought to have to maybe be going into the military and fight for our nation, fight for our country and our freedoms and our constitutional rights. Then they might understand. And then And that way they can work towards getting legalized citizenship or naturalization in our country, and their dues would be paid that way.
There's already a program doing that. Army recruiters are down in the areas with the illegal immigrants, and they're saying, if you will sign up for the military and serve X number of however it's going to be, at the end of it, you will get a green card. The problem that I have with that is these are people who don't have a love of this country. They don't identify with this country. And so they're not going to be a motivated fighting force going into the war zone. They're probably just going to hunker down in the foxholes and just wait out their time and then come on back and be citizens. So, again, I know our military is counting on the high technology wonder weapons, but that was the strategic mistake the Nazis made as well. Dennis, I got to let you go. We got to do our final commercial break, and we're going to close the phone lines because I got a few more things I want to share with you before the end of the program. We'll be right back.
All right.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today. And we fell way behind on the talking points because of all the phone calls, which we enjoy the phone calls. So I'm going to be taking a lot of the stuff into tomorrow's program here. We're still talking about this March for Life. And apparently one high school down in Florida has decided that students must wear clear backpacks and ID badges. And, of course, David Hogue is out there saying, no clear backpacks. It's embarrassing. Well, it all depends on what you've got in there. But the idea is to not have students have a handgun inside their backpack. And to me, that makes a little bit of sense. But David Hogue is against that. Remember, everything that's been suggested, arming the teachers, clear backpacks, all of it is rejected by the gun grabbers. They want to stay focused on one and only solution to their problem, and that is to confiscate all the guns. And I agree with the caller earlier. They're really trying hard this time. And they're not really getting any traction with the American public, because the American public understands this is not about gun control. It's about people control. Apparently, David Hogue a while back just went on this profanity-laced rant against the NRA. And when they start resorting to that kind of tactics, I think they're losing the debate. They're losing the public debate. Now, over at Dick's Sporting Goods, they have suffered a major backlash following their gun ban. And shares of stock in Dick's, which had risen by as much as 13% this year, dropped by 7.3% in recent post-report tracking. Apparently the latest quarterly report is showing profits and sales falling far short of expectations. People are simply going someplace else where they can buy what they want. Now, Ben Swan has a new video out. We've linked it to the front of whatreallyhappened.com. Reality Check, The True Meaning of the Second Amendment. And it basically goes into what I was saying earlier in the show. It's not about owning guns. When the Second Amendment was written, everybody owned guns. It was necessary. Everybody hunted during the winter, and you target shot to keep your proficiency up. The Second Amendment is about arming the American people to withstand government oppression, because the Founding Fathers understood the problem with political power is it always attracts the very sort of people who should not be allowed to have it. Hillary Clinton being a good example of that. So this issue is going to continue, and I sadly fear that if they don't make any progress with their gun confiscation plan this time, that once again we'll see men in dark suits with body armor and high-powered weapons crash into another school, and some drugged-up patsy taking the headlines. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. I got to do the Jim Goddard show up there in Vancouver. Please stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got a lot of interesting things to share with you. Please take everything that you learn here and email it to your friends. Talk about it with everybody that you know. Bypass the social media, because now they're filtering everything, trying to keep a lid on the public's growing awareness of just how bad things are. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.